There is a certain way of how to catch a monkey. And they said that to catch a monkey, you have to get a jar that's big enough where he can fit his hand in, but small enough that if his fist is there, he can't grab it out. So you fill this jar up with rocks, so it's heavy. And then you put treats in there. And then you put the rocks in, and you let the monkey come. And so the monkey will come, and he will stick his hand in this jar, and he'll grab a treat. But his fists, grabbing onto the treat, he can't get it out, so he's stuck. But the thing is he won't let go. So then you can just pick up the monkey and you have the monkey. Now you're wondering, how does this have to do with anything about the gospel? Well, let me try. You know, oftentimes we hold on to our thoughts, the way the world is, the way we do things. We think it should be this way, but we hold on to it so tightly that it would even sometimes kill us. You know, another image I see is, again, a hand is grasping at sand. You know, when we try the very action of grabbing, we lose the sand in our hands. The very action of grasping at it. But the only way to have it is to leave your hands open and to be given it. And so too is the kingdom of heaven, I believe. You know, in our gospel today, it's the landowner. And the first reaction in this parable is, well, this isn't fair. Did you have that reaction? It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem just. How is it that the person who worked all day long in the heat gets paid the same amount as the person who works an hour in the evening? But you know, the parables are supposed to shake the way we think. It's supposed to kind of upset you. And if you have that, then concentrate on it, because that's the point of the parable. In the parable, he clearly puts the last people first so that the first people can see, and then their reaction is our lesson. Because the thing is it is just. That's what he says. Did I not give you what we agreed on? Yes. Then why can I not give of my own to this person? The big thing for us is what's fair, what's just. But this is just. But the thing is there's great mercy within it. Our first reading today shows us that our ways are not the ways of God, and his thoughts are not ours. And that's what it says. You know, it's amazing because in Isaiah, it speaks about how close the Lord is to us, how that we should come to him, but yet how distant our thoughts, our ways are from him. It's the paradox of how close we are to him, that we can have a relationship with him, but how so different we are. Another image of this can also be of when we are children. You know, when we are children, we think our parents are punishing us when we have to eat our broccoli, or if we have to go to sleep early, or we have to do these things. We don't understand it, do we? And we might fight. But as a child, we don't understand. We can't see what they're doing. We see it's unjust. But as adults, you know clearly what the parents are doing. That is the same with us and God. That whatever goes on in our lives, maybe it's we're seeing it wrong. That we don't have the right way, maybe. That maybe God's way is different than ours, and his thoughts are different than ours. But we hold on to our own thoughts, our own ways, until we have to let go, don't we? So what do we do? What do we do with it? If we know our ways are not God's ways, or our thoughts are not God's thoughts, but how do we get out of that cycle of doing it? Christ always talks to us about getting things into the light. And just as much as in the first reading, he says, come to me. And that's what you're doing right now in the sacrifice of the Mass. But in every time you pray, you come to him as you are, not where we think we should be, but just where we are right now, and shine things into light with him. Let his mercy and love wash over you. Just receive it. But it takes time. It takes time to let go. So if you're anxious about the world today, come to the Lord. Lay it down at his feet. If you're angry, then come to the Lord. Be angry at the Lord. But he says, just come to me. If you're suffering and you're sad, come to him. Because again, our ways are not the ways of God, and our thoughts are not God's thoughts. But if we open ourselves up to him, amazing things will happen. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us continue to ask the Lord for the strength and the courage to come as we are to him, to lay our lives, our thoughts, our actions at his foot, and let his love and mercy wash over us. Amen.